Genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turn now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're on every weekday, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. If all of this sounds like National Public Radio, well, you're getting the idea. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is NPR done right. If you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is First Impressions and Second Chances. Each of my guests will discuss the importance of strong first impressions or recovering second chances. My first guest is the popular QVC personality who's turned his attention to writing about second chances of the famous and not so famous people in his latest book, Can I Get a Do-Over? Unforgettable Stories of Second Chances and Life Makeovers. My second guest understands how important first impression is when it comes to product marketing. He's the CEO of a marketing firm in New York who believes that most marketing sucks. We'll discuss this year's Super Bowl ads and his latest book, Your Marketing Sucks. My third guest is an expert on networking. He's taught over 1,000 executives how to successfully network. He'll explain the importance of proper use of social media to make a positive first impression when conducting a job search. And as always, if you want to join the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. CNBC's Donnie Deutsch has called Rick Domeyer the hardest working man in television. Rick joined QVC in the fall of 1994 and became a permanent program host in April of 1995. Prior to that, Rick was a member of several theater companies here in Southern California, including Genesis Theater Company in Long Beach and Will and Company. He moved to Southern California to further his acting studies at the Tony Award-winning South Coast Repertory Professional Training Program. In addition to live theater, Rick has appeared on various television shows like St. Elsewhere, Dream On, The Young and the Restless, and Likely Suspects. He also co-starred in the cult classic horror film Evil Dead 2, directed by Sam Raimi. Rick appeared in commercials for Goodyear, Isuzu, Pontiac, which led to his hosting a pilot for an electronic retailing show. QVC execs saw him there and asked him to audition for their show. Rick studied theater at St. Cloud State College at St. Cloud, Minnesota, and also at the San Francisco Theater Academy. Growing up, Rick was always active in sports, so today he coaches his two sons and exercises to stay in shape. Welcome, Rick. How are you today?
I'm phenomenal. Fantastic. How are you, Bill?
Well, I'm terrific. And been looking forward to this interview all day long for a couple of reasons. Number one, you're a fun guy, going to be great to interview. But also, your topic is so cool, especially now. Second chances, starting over. You know, when you think about it, it's really starting over is a fundamental part of American life. As a nation, we're more open to people starting over than just about anywhere else in the world. So I'm going to ask you, having written this book now, why are second chances so acceptable to us as the American people?
As an American people, I think he nailed it. I think it's part of the foundation of how we became the country in the first place. And I think today all you need to do is turn on the television and look at some of the news and some of the celebrities out there and go, man, that guy could use a do-over right now. She could use a do-over right now. You know some of the celebrities I'm thinking about, if you've ever thought of Charlie Sheen or Lindsay Lohan. And I think that when we see people that actually get this opportunity for this second chance, Bill, we see a bit of ourselves. I'm thinking of this gentleman, Ted Williams, who was, you know, homeless. The man with the golden pipes. I'm sure you've heard of him.
Sure.
Seen him. Mm-hmm. And I know that he's still in the midst of a lot of struggles. Whether or not he gets that true personal reinvention, I think remains to be seen. But I think the wow of it was that we wanted him to win. we saw that, and we saw a bit of ourselves, you know, there but by the grace of God go I, and you go, I hope he does it. I hope he does it. Because when we do fall, we want to feel like we're going to have a chance to get back up ourselves.
Well, that is great. And yes, we always want that chance to start over again to make sure that we can have a second chance. So another question that jumps immediately to mind, Rick, about your book is, can I get a do-over? How'd you come up with the title? Kind of an interesting title.
Yeah. And, you know, because I'm a QVC host and because we sell stuff all the time, Bill, I don't want to jump right into letting people know that it's available on Amazon.com because it would be a little too much. It would be a little too pushy to do that, so I won't.
All right.
Let them know.
Leave that to me.
On Amazon. But I will tell you this. My sons, I have two boys that I just adore. They're 12 and 9. And while I was thinking about this personal reinvention story, and friends of mine were getting laid off and changes were happening, you know, they hit pretty close to home. It wasn't just a news article anymore. I was playing basketball out in the driveway. Things got pretty intense. You know, I was the referee. The kids are playing. And there was a foul, and somebody hit somebody, slapped somebody. And before you knew it, my son Nick said, hey, can I get a do-over? And it immediately allowed the game to stop, and it allowed us to take a second chance and to start all over again. And I think we've all used that phrase at one time or another, whether you're playing as a kid, whether it's kick the can or volleyball or baseball or whatever it is. So this universal phrase became this metaphor that kind of hit a nerve in America since the book's been released. And so many people are saying, hey, I remember that phrase. I've used that phrase. So it's a simple childlike phrase, but I think it says a lot.
Well, it does. We're talking to Rick Domeyer, everybody, of QVC, about his latest book, Can I Get a Do-Over? But I think in your story, Rick, the thing that's so compelling there is the fact that during this heated basketball game where things were starting to get a little bit out of hand, the phrase, can I get a do-over, all of a sudden broke the tension and allowed everybody to sigh, take a second look, and start over again. That's the beauty of not only the title, but the ability of Americans to be able to do a do-over, isn't it?
I think that a lot of us, in terms of writing this book, Bill, and looking at these people, again, this is, you know, to let you know what it is and what it's not a 7 steps to success. That's not what we chose to do. What I really chose to do was find people, let their stories kind of do the teaching. In other words, it's a book of stories, but they're all real. They're all told first person. And the compelling part of it is the do-over aspect is either proactive or it's reactive. And some of the stories, the do-over, can I get a second chance, is proactive. And they're saying, you know, what is my real calling? What do I really want to do here? I don't know what you were like in your life and when you decided that maybe broadcasting was going to be what you want to do, communicate with people. People have gone through different changes like that in the book. But other people, and even more dramatic, it's reactive. In other words, a woman gets up from the table and dinner's done and her husband drops dead. She's never worked before. What is she going to do with her life? Or you get the call, and the call is the diagnosis. Yes, it's breast cancer. What are you going to do? And that reaction is really dramatic. And it's in those moments when life hits us, when you really find out what you're made of in terms of wanting to get a do-over.
Oh, man, well said. Now, what I liked about your book, Rick, you touched on it, is that it's real stories, obviously first person. It has some famous people in it, and it has some not yet famous people in it as well. But of the famous people that are in the book, Anson Williams of Happy Days fame, figure skater from my childhood, Peggy Fleming, who I thought was great, comedian Adam Holtz, Joan Rivers, Mary Kay Ash. So let's look at one or two of those. Let's start with Anson Williams. I mean, here's a guy, you know, in the 1970s, he was on top of the world. He was on the number one rated TV show in America. Literally millions of people tuned in every week to watch him. You know, what do you do to do a do-over after that kind of success?
Well, that's what happens. We see this with so many child stars, don't we? Where they get it. It's there. It's rocking. And then when it's done, the phone stops ringing. And it's unique to them. But I think we've all maybe experienced aspects of it where you're going along and things are great and you think, hey, this is it. This is my gig. I've got it. What could stop me now? It stopped for him. And he had to change directions. And one of the things he wound up doing, he directs now, he's got an amazing story. But he wound up becoming very entrepreneurial. And I think that's a wonderful, wonderful metaphor. He's a great friend of mine and a great guy, one of the nicest guys, by the way, you'll ever meet.
That's cool.
And he really is. But he just said, you know what? What can I do here? What else can I do? And he looked for taking some of his skills, some of his connections, and he was literally directing a show one time, and the makeup artist had this skincare product, and he said, wait a minute, why do I have to limit my beliefs to saying I'm only a Hollywood person? I can only, if I'm out of this town, I'll never, ever work again. He became an entrepreneur and is really in the beauty business now and is phenomenally successful.
Well, you hit the nail on the head when you said entrepreneurial. A theme that's kind of running through at least the famous people in your book's stories is that you have to be more entrepreneurial with your life. You have to take more control. Even if you're at the height of your fame, like Anson Williams was, you really have to regain that control. So let's take a look at one other famous person, but then I want to get to some of the not-so-famous people in your book as well. Let's take a look at Adam Holtz, for example, and tell his story.
This is a guy. This is a really cool guy. Just, you know, a guy like you and I, and he's got a job. He's got one of these cubicle jobs, you know. He's kind of in marketing or middle management. And this was a calling thing. This is not somebody who just, well, a partner dropped dead or he had cancer. This is really like right now. Like, what do you want to do with your life? What do you want to give back? That's one of the themes that I think I brought from the book is give your gifts. Like, the meaning of life comes from realizing your gifts. And the purpose of life is in giving those gifts back to life. And he always loved kids. He just loved kids. Didn't have kids. Wasn't even married. And he could just make these kids laugh. And he never ever, he didn't do it with like, you know, snot running out of his nose or an arrow in his head. He did it by just telling jokes to these kids, and he had them cracking up. He did a kid's party one time. And rather than, again, being a clown, he was like the Steve Martin stand-up comic to these kids. He's now turned that into, after quitting his cubicle job, turned that into this extraordinarily successful business here in mainline Philadelphia, winning Best of Philly magazine for Entertainer of the Year a couple of years.
Wow.
And all of these well-to-do mainline Philadelphia parents are now standing in line saying, well, when Johnny turns six, we're not hiring anybody. We're hiring the great Holtzy. The other thing he did was, that I think is really important right now, you do it with your show, I do it, and other people are learning to do it, is he learned to brand himself. In other words, his do-over was a calling, but it was also like, look, if you're going to stay, if you're going to become successful, you need to stand out. So this guy named Adam, right?
Mm-hmm.
Suffered from ADHD growing up in Margate, New Jersey. He brands himself, hey, you know what? Who is he? He's the great Holtzy, and everybody knows who he is.
There you go. And we're talking to Rick Domeyer, everybody, author of the latest book, Can I Get a Do-Over? Unforgettable Stories of Second Chances and Life Makeovers. And the famous people in your book, Rick, they're great and they're instructional because we all know who they are, and so that resonates with us. But I'm going to ask you to turn away from the celebrity stories for just a moment, and you profile some ordinary people in the book as well. So of all the stories, which stories stand out in your mind as either the most memorable or the most inspirational or the most instructive?
You know, there's, I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, my friend and coworker Joan Rivers did the foreword, who's maybe the, you know, the queen of all do-overs. You know, I got quotes from Tony Robbins and Susie Orman and all these people. But I wanted to make sure that everybody knows that it's just not all that. It's just not about stars and about celebrities. It's about people who are just like you and I, who are just everyday people who are doing their thing. And a gentleman named George Stella stands out. I mean, here's a guy, especially here in the brand new year. Here's a guy who was a chef, who became a chef, who loved to become a chef. And you know what he did while he was a chef, Bill?
What?
He ate. He ate the food.
Sure. We all do.
He did. And he went up to, well, over 450 pounds.
Right.
So he was going to die. And not only was he going to die, it was literally a do-over-or-die story. During this entire time, his family became obese as well. And it was in his decision where he just hit the wall. This was not just a calling. This was a do-over-or-die, the ultimate reactive situation. He wound up losing over 235 pounds, wrote a cookbook because of it. This is just a regular guy. And his family lost all this extraordinary amount of weight, and he's inspired since so many people by teaching others and giving his gifts back to where, you know what, you can fight this. You don't have to let this happen. The one thing that when it comes to all of these people, whether they're famous or not famous, though, Bill, is it's a team sport. None of them did it by themselves. So one of the questions your viewers should, you know, can ponder is, who's my mentor in this? Who's going to help me out? Who's on my team? If I'm creating something, who's part of my corporation? Because team sport is a big, big part of this do-over or any do-over.
Oh, that is great and well said. We're talking to Rick Domeyer, everybody. Rick, you've written this fantastic book, and I want to ask you, what do you want readers to take away from reading Can I Get a Do-Over?
You know, all I want people to get, and this is the mission, and this is it sounds really kind of Pollyanna and happy talk, but when I did it, it's true. I mean, I've got a day job, you know. I mean,
yeah, you're doing okay.
I've been doing my job for 17 years. And writing a book is really hard, by the way. It's also a team sport. Get a good editor, get as much help, get a co-writer, get as much help as you can. Talk about a team sport. But I was going through it, and I was like, what am I doing here? Man, this is intense. But then I thought, you know what? If I can inspire one person to read one story that allows them to say, you know what? It's not over yet. You can get back up. You can do this. You can make this happen. Look at these other people. And, you know, there's no better marketing than word of mouth. And when you hear of somebody else who's done it in all these different aspects, whether it's overcoming breast cancer in order to contribute back to society, whether it's losing an incredible amount of weight, or reinventing a career to find a new pathway to becoming an entrepreneur in your life, it inspires me. And hopefully, by inspiring me, it'll inspire some other people as well.
Well, well said. It's a great book. We've been talking to Rick Domeyer, everybody. Can I Get a Do-Over? Unforgettable Stories of Second Chances and Life Makeovers. Rick, if people are interested in what you have to say, they like the sound of your voice, they want to learn more, where would you direct them to go on the Internet to learn more about you and about the book?
Oh, my gosh. Well, hopefully, have you got another 20 minutes? No, you got 15 seconds? RickDomeyer.com. You can also see me about 15 hours a week live on national television in 100 million homes at a little place called QVC. You can also go to canigetadoover.com. You can pick up the book at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. You can Kindle it. You can Nook it. I can deliver it to your door if you'd like me to.
Well, be careful. There will be people who take you up on that offer, Rick, right there. This is Ventura County, and you know people will take you up on that.
So. Thank you, sir.
Rick, I appreciate it so much. Thanks for being our guest. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you, sir.